It's a great privilege and honor to gather before the Lord Jesus, to worship Him, to take another look at our Lord.
我们非常感谢神给我们这么大的恩典，使我们可以聚集在一起来感谢他，再次来聆听他的话语。
Even the weather is a little bit cold, but I think it's our heart is warm.
尽管外面的天气非常寒冷，但是我们的心是火热的。
I hope that you're like myself, you have this excitement in your heart.
巴不得你们都能像我一样，我们心中充满了激动。
Whenever there's a gathering of the saints, we should have this joy and excitement in our heart.
当我们圣徒们都聚集在一起的时候，我们的心应该充满了一种兴奋。
That will enable us to overcome many obstacles.
使我们可以克服我们心中各样阻拦我们的事情。
So let's turn to the Bible, Genesis. I'd like to share from the life of Jacob.
让我们翻开圣经创世纪，我们也想要来分享雅各的一生。
The revelation God gave to Jacob and the discipline that Jacob needs.So that he will fit into that revelation that he received.
神给雅各所带给的启示，以及要完成这个启示，他所必须要经历的管教。
And it has a lot to do with our life today.
这些跟我们今天的生活是何等的密切相关。
So let's turn to Genesis 28.
第二十八章。
If you like to follow with us, you can turn your Bible. Otherwise, you can just listen.
如果你愿意的话，你可以翻开圣经和我们一起来看，也可以就听我们读给你们听。
It's in Genesis 28:18. So Jacob rose early in the morning and took the stone that he had put under his head and set it up as a pillar and poured oil on his top.
创世纪第二十八章第十八节，雅各清早起来，把所整的石头立着柱子，浇油在上面。
And the first half of 19, he called the name of that place Bethel.
十九节前半部分，他就给那地方起名叫伯特利。
Bethel means the house of God.
伯特利的意思是神的殿。
And verse 22.
第二十二节。
And Jacob said.This stone, which I have set up as a pillar, will be God's house. And of all that you gave me, I will surely give a tenth to you.
第二十二节，我所立为柱子的石头，就也必筑神的殿。凡你所赐给我的，我必将十分之一献给你。
And let's turn to First Peter.
我们翻开彼得前书
，Chapter 2.
第二章
Remember that Jacob set up a stone as a pillar, and he called that place where he set this pillar, the stone, as house of God.
我们记住雅各、他当在那个地方用一个石头柱子做枕头的时候，他后来把这个石头立起来，把他那个叫做神的殿。
And let's read First Peter chapter 2, verse 4, 5.And coming to him as a living stone, which has been rejected by men, but is choice and precious in the sight of God, you also, as a living stones, are being built up as a spiritual house for a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ.
彼得前书第二章第四节到第五节，主乃活师，固然被人所弃。却被神所拣选所宝贵的你们来到主面前也就像活师被建造成为灵宫做圣洁的祭司借着耶稣基督奉献神所悦纳的灵祭
So you see the dream that Jacob had centuries ago before this First Peter that actually he received revelation about God's houseAnd that stone is the Lord Jesus, and that stone is spoken of you and me.
在几个世纪以前雅各所得到的启示，要把那个柱石头立作神的殿。那么几个世纪以后，今天我们在彼得这个书信再次看到啊，这个石头乃是预表着我们的主耶稣基督，还有我们这些被要建造成神灵宫的。
So we are living stones are being built up as a spiritual house.
所以我们就像活石要被建造成为灵宫。
Let's turn to Ephesians.
我们翻开以弗所书。
Chapter 2.
第二章。
Verse 19. So then you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and are of God's household.
这样，第十九节，这样你们不再做外人和客女，是与圣徒同国，是神家里的人了。
Having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone, in whom the whole building being fitted together is growing into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you are also being built together into a dwelling of God and the Spirit.
并且被建造在使徒和先知的根基上，有基督耶稣自己为房角石，各房靠他联络的合适，渐渐成为主的圣殿，你们也靠他同被建造，成为神借着圣灵居住的所在。
So here again, Paul tells us that we are being built together as a household of God.
在这里我们再一次看到保罗说我们要被建造成为神的宫殿。
A dwelling of God in the Spirit.
在成为神圣灵所居住的所在。
And let's read chapter 3, verse 8 through 11.
我们再看第三章第八节到第十一节。
To meet the very least of all saints, this grace was given to preach to Gentiles the unfathomable riches of Christ.
第八节，我本来比众圣徒中最小的还小，然而他还赐给我这恩典，叫我把基督那测不透的丰富传给外邦人。
And to bring to light what is the administration of the mystery, which for ages has been hidden in God who created all things.
又使众人都明白这历代以来隐藏在创造万物之神里面的奥秘是如何安排的。
So that the manifold wisdom of God might now be made known through the church to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly places.
唯要借着教会使天上执政的掌权的现今得知神百般的智慧。
This was in accordance with the eternal purpose which he carried out in Christ Jesus our Lord.
这是造神从万世以前在我们主耶稣基督里所定的旨意。
So here, the church, the God's house, church is you and I,And it has something to do with the eternal purpose of God.
那这儿我们再次看到神的家神的殿就是教会，这是跟神永远的旨意相连接的。
And let's turn to 1 Timothy chapter 3.
提摩太前书第三章。
But in case I'm delayed,I write so that you will know how one ought to conduct himself in the household of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and support of the truth.
三章十五节，倘若我单言日久，你也可以知道，在神的家中当怎样行，这家就是永生神的教会，真理的柱石和根基。
So here, now we start to touch upon the subject of discipline.
那么在这里我们就开始渐渐地看到那个关于管教的事。
Because here, Bible tells us that you will know how one ought to conduct himself in the household of God.
因为在这里他圣经这样讲到说你可以知道在神家中当怎样行。
And let's turn to Hebrew 12.
希伯来书第十二章。
chapter 12, verse 4 through 8.
第十二章第四节到第八节。
You have not yet resisted to the point of shedding blood in your striving against sin.
第十二章第八节 ，right?
十二章第四节。
第四节 ，right? 啊，十二章希伯来书第十二章第四节，你们与罪相争，还没有抵挡到流血的地步。
And you have forgotten the exhortation which is addressed to you as son, my son, do not regard lightly the discipline of the Lord.Nor faint when you are reproved by him.
你们又忘了那劝你们如同劝儿子的说，我儿，你不可轻看主的管教，被他责备的时候也不可灰心。
For those whom the Lord loves, he disciplines, and he scourges every son whom he receives.
因为主所爱的，他必管教，又鞭打凡所收纳的儿子。
It is for discipline that you endure. God deal with you as with sons. So what son is there whom his father does not discipline?
你们所忍受的是神管教你们，待你们如同待儿子，焉有儿子不被父亲管教的呢？
So here this verse tells us the privilege being called sons of God, and there comes the discipline.
这让我们看到，当我们有恩典能够作为神的儿女的时候，我们所要带给我们的乃是他要给我们的管教。
So that we do not just have the name for being the sons, but also we have the reality, the character for being God's son.
我们不光是要被称作神的儿子，而且还要在我们的性情上也必须要合符他儿子的名分。
So this morning I'll share with you from the life of Jacob, the what we call the discipline for God's house.
我们今天要来一同分享雅各他的一生，我们来看看神家的中的管教。
Let's bow our head and have a word of prayer before the Lord before we continue.
让我们再低头有点祷告。
Father God, this morning, how thankful we are that we can come before you.
父啊，我们感谢你，我们何等感激的心，因为我们可以聚集在你的面前。
It is all through your great mercy and grace.
是来自借着你大的怜悯和恩典。
Father God, we ask you to shower your blessing on us.
父啊，我们求你倾倒下你的祝福给我们。
They prepare us in Christ Jesus.
So, 我们在基督耶稣里面被预备。
And then give us an open heart.
给我们一颗敞开的心。
And eyes can, so that our eyes can see the glory of the Lord.
使我们的心可以看到我们主的荣耀。
And we ask you to open our ears.
也开启我们的耳朵。
So we can truly hear the voice of the Lord.
我们能够真实的听到我们主的声音。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们这样祷告是奉我们耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
So let's turn to Genesis 28.
那我们再翻开创世纪第二十八章。
You see, in Genesis, God uses four people, four persons to tell us about His eternal purpose.
我们知道在创世纪里面神借着四个人来告诉我们他的永远的旨意。
What God wants to do in our life.
神要在我们生命中怎么样来改变我们。
Even though it's recorded in the Genesis.
尽管我们把这本书叫做创世纪。
Almost 4,000 years ago.
在四千年前。
But God will apply same principle and truth in our life, in your life and in my life.
但是今天神仍然把同样的原则要应用在你和我的身上。
Because this is the eternal purpose of God.
因为这是神永远的旨意。
It never changes.
绝不会改变。
It just takes time to, in the history, to, you know, to complete it.
只是在历史中要渐渐的让我们看见。
So I believe last time we already see some of the revelation that God gave to Jacob.
我们已经看到神 给雅各他的启示。
So I would like to share this morning the discipline part of that revelation.
我们再来看神怎么样管教。
We know that God gave, revealed His truth to us through multiple generations.
我们都知道神借着以往的以往的那个年代来启示我们。
So, for example, God revealed to Abraham what faith was supposed to be.
比如说神借着亚伯拉罕启示信心。
So God led the whole life of Abraham through the principles of faith.
神借着亚伯拉罕的一生告诉我们信心的原则。
And how we should live by faith.
我们怎么样靠信心而活。
How we learn the lessons in faith.
我们怎么样来学习信心的功课。
And we also see that through Abraham's son, Isaac, God showed us how to be a son.
那么我们也借着亚伯拉罕的儿子以撒来学习怎么样做一个儿子。
We know that Esau, through the life of Isaac, that God tells us that most important part of a son is to inherit all the riches from his father by obedience.
神借着亚伯拉罕的儿子以撒做儿子的一生告诉我们要承受一切的那个产业乃是在于要顺服。
And most important character for a son is to be obedient.
作为一个儿子最主要的性情就是要学习顺服。
So God wants you and I to become obedient children of God today.
神让你和我要今天成为在神面前顺服的儿女。
So that we can be able to truly receive the riches of Christ.
所以我们可以完全的真实的接受从神从主耶稣来的产业。
If we don't obey, dear brother and sister, we will not be able to experience spiritual truth.
如果我们不顺服的话我们就不能够经历属灵的真理。
So spiritual knowledge comes through obedience.
所以属灵的真理乃是来源于顺服。
So this is one of the most important key to spiritual knowledge.
这对于要认识属灵的真理这是最重要的一个原则。
If we don't obey God's commandments, then we will not be able to experience how true the commandment is.
如果我们不是要顺服神的诫命的话我们就不知道诫命是什么。
And now we will see at the third generation in Jacob's life.
那我们来看第三代就是雅各他的生命。
What God revealed through the life of Jacob.
神在雅各一生给他怎么样的启示。
We shared last time, God revealed to Jacob his eternal purpose, that is the house of God.
上次我们分享到神把神的家这个永远的旨意启示给了他。
Through a dream that he had.
那是借着他所做的那个梦。
When he was forced to flee his brother Esau.
因为他被迫要离开他的家因为他哥哥的缘故。
And the first night, when he was in the wilderness, that God, when he was dreaming, God revealed himself in his dream.
就在他逃离的第一晚上在旷野睡觉的时候神把他自己启示给他。
Just to review what we shared last time.
那么我们再把上一次所分享的回顾一下。
It is the way of the Lord, we can see how God reveals His truth to us.
乃是借着主的道路我们才能够认识。
You see, when God wants to reveal God's house to a person,
如果神要把他自己的家启示给一个人的话
He found a person who loved house.
他必须要找到一个爱家的人
Who loved to stay at home.
他必须要喜欢在家里住。
So, Jacob, we know that in chapter 25,when Bible tells us about the characters of these two twin sons of Isaac.
当圣经告诉我们以撒的两个儿子他们的性格的不同的时候
Bible tells us Esau was a hunter.
圣经告诉我们哥哥以扫是一个打猎的人。
He could not stay at home.
他不愿意待在家里面。
He loved to be outside.
他喜欢户外活动。
hunting in the field.
在原野里边打猎。
But Jacob was totally different.
而雅各却相反。
Jacob loved the tent.
他喜欢待在帐篷里。
He loved to hang around with his parents at home.
他喜欢在家里跟父母亲待在一起。
He enjoyed the home life.
他喜欢家庭的生活。
And through this man, Jacob,
那借着这一个人就是雅各。
And when he was forced out of his own house,
就是这一个人雅各，他当被迫要离开自己喜欢的家的时候。
When he was, I think it was very traumatic for Jacob. He had to leave his house.
我想对他来说是何等大的打击，因为他必须要离开家。
And he had to leave the parents that he loved.
他必须要离开自己的父母。
So I believe that first night he was very much homesick.
我相信他第一晚上的时候，他一定非常想家。
And at that point, God revealed to him.
就在这个时刻，神向他启示。
I no matter what happened, I'll make sure bring you back here at this land.
不管前面道路如何，最终我会把你带回到这个地方。
So Jacob somehow knew that not only he himself was homesick.
雅各认识到，不光他自己有想家的感觉
，but also God also had been homesick.
竟然神自己也有想家的感觉。
Otherwise, how God had that much concern about this land?
否则的话，神为什么会在乎这块地方呢？
So he realized that this land actually is the house of God.
他突然意识到这个地方竟然是神的家。
So that's why he set up that pillar, the stone as a pillar. He said, "This is God's house."
所以他把那个石柱柱子把它立起来，把那个地方称作神的家。
And today I'd like to share with you that once God revealed that truth to us, that God will discipline us so that we can be fitting into the God's house.
所以今天我们要一起来分享神怎么样要借着管教使我们能够在这个家中能够成为合适的一个成员。
I'd like to share the seven disciplines that God had for Jacob's life.
我想要来分享关于神在雅各一生中给他的七个管教。
Now, first one was the incident we just read in 28.
第一个管教就是第二十八章我们刚才读的那个圣经节。
Because he tricked his brother twice.
因为他骗了他的哥哥两次。
First time, he tricked his brother to give up the birthright.
他第一次骗了他哥哥的那个长子的名分。
So second time, he tricked his brother so that he gained the firstborn blessing.
第二次他骗了他的哥哥，使他骗取了他哥哥长子所该得的祝福。
So his father wanted to kill him.
所以他的哥哥要想杀他。
So this is the first discipline that God had for Jacob.
这就是神给雅各的第一个管教。
So Jacob had to escape his brother, so he had to leave his house.
雅各必须要逃离他的哥哥，因此他要离开自己的家。
Now second discipline that we can see from Jacob's life is that he lived under his uncle Laban.
第二个雅各所要得到的管教就是他要和他的舅舅住在一起，拉班住在一起。
He spent 20 years serving Laban.
他花了20年的功夫来服侍拉班。
God disciplined him under Laban.
在拉班的手下他接受管教。
And he worked very hard labor.
他是一个非常努力工作的人。
And he was treated very unfairly.
而且他受到极不公平的待遇
for 20 years
20年之久
so we'll come to that and share a little bit in detail later
我们待会儿会更详细来分享这一点
and the third
第三点第三个管教
the third discipline is when he came back
第三个管,
from his uncle's place.
第三个管教就是他离开他的旧的家以后,
when his brother Esau heard that his brother Jacob coming home and his brother came to meet him with the 400 men.
当他的哥哥听说雅各要回到家乡的时候, 就带领了400人要去迎接他。
And this is what happened that at the fort of Jabbok.
这就是在亚伯渡口所经历的事情。
And this is the third discipline we can see and learn.
这是第三个教训我们可以看见也可以学习的。
And fourth discipline
第四个管教,
is when he came back to the land of Canaan.
那当他回到了迦南地以后,
and he settled in a place called Shechem.
他到了示剑这个地方住下来,
and it took a tragedy in his family to move him again to the place called Bethel.
那么他被迫要离开, 这个示剑, 那最后在伯特利定居下来。
And we know that he made a vow to God that one day, if I come back to this place, Bethel, and he will acknowledge God as his God.
那么他曾经做过一个在神面前做过一个启示, 说他如果能够被带回到伯特利的话, 那么他将要敬拜神。
But when he came back, he forgot about it. He stayed at Shechem.
那么他刚刚回来的时候呢, 他却忘却了他的这个寺院, 他选择待在示剑这个地方。
And the fifth discipline we can see is the death of Rachel, his beloved wife.
那么第五个, 他所受的管教就是他的爱妻拉结死。
And the sixth discipline we see is Reuben, his firstborn son, defiled his concubine, Bilhah.
那么第六个, 他所受的管教就是他的大儿子刘辩, 啊, 污秽了他的床。
You know that Bilhah, just give you a hint, is whose handmaid, maid servant. She's a maid servant of Rachel.
大家知不知道毕拉这个就是雅各的妾是谁吗? 她就是拉结的女佣。
Leah also has a maid servant. Her name is Zilpah.
利亚也有一个女佣叫修帕。
Seventh discipline is Joseph, his most loved son, was sold to the Midianite merchants as a slave.
第七个管教就是他最心爱的儿子约瑟被卖到了那个地中海的商人的手里。
So we see that the life of Jacob was very difficult.
所以我们是在看到雅各的一生是何等的艰难。
I believe that he enjoyed some family life and there was joyful moments here and there.
我相信在他的一生中多多少少他还是非常喜欢家庭的生活也非常高兴。
But you read through his life, inevitably you feel that he lived a very difficult life.
但是如果我们从他的一生来看的话,我们就不能不相信说他的一生是非常艰难的。
Dear brothers and sisters, we have to note why God allowed these difficulties to fall on his life.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,我们实在需要来认识究竟是为什么神使雅各经历这么多的难处。
Because Jacob, like you and me, we need to be disciplined.
因为雅各就像我和你一样,都需要管教。
So that we can fit into that glorious purpose of the Lord.
所以使我们才能够成就,能够合乎神永远旨意的要求。
God has this glorious goal for us to achieve.
神给我们一个永远荣耀的目标让我们要达到。
And through these difficulties, God will give us grace and mercy so that we can continue on.
神, 在我们经历这样的难处的时候，他会给我们足够的恩典和怜悯，使我们可以继续往前去。
So let's turn to Genesis 28 and look at the first discipline.
我们来翻开第创世纪二十八章，我们来看第一个管教。
So verse 10, and Jacob departed from Beersheba and went toward Haran.
第十节二十八章第十节，雅各出了比斯巴，向哈兰走去。
He came to a certain place and spent the night there because the sun had set, and he took one of the stones of the place and put it under his head and lay down in that place.
到了一个地方，因为太阳落了，就在那里住宿。便拾起那地方的一块石头枕在头下，在那里躺卧睡了。
And he had a dream, and behold, a ladder was set on the earth with its top reaching to heaven, and behold, the angel of God was ascending and descending on it.
梦中一个梯子立在地上，梯子的头顶遮天，有神的使者在梯子上上去下来。
And behold, Lord stood aboveAd and said, I'm the Lord and God of your father Abraham and God of Isaac. The land on which you lie, I will give it to you and to your descendants.
耶和华站在梯子以上说，我是耶和华你主亚伯拉罕的神，也是以撒的神。我要将你现在所躺卧之地赐给你和你的后裔。
Your descendants will also be like the dust of the earth, and you will spread out to the west, to the east, to the north, to the south, and in you and in your descendants.Shall all the families of the earth be blessed?
你的后裔必像地上的尘沙那样多，必向东西南北之开展，地上万族必因你和你的后裔得福。
Behold, I am with you and will keep you wherever you go, and will bring you back to this land, for I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised you.
我也与你同在，你无论往哪里去，我必保佑你，领你归回这地。总不离弃你，直到我成全向你所应许的。
Then Jacob awoke from his sleep and said, "Surely the Lord is in this place, and I did not know it."
雅各睡醒了，说：“耶和华真在这里，我竟不知道。
”He was afraid and said, "How awesome is this place? This is none other than the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven."
就惧怕说：“这地方何等可畏！这不是别的，乃是神的殿，也是天的门。”
So we have to understand in this first discipline the what kind of Jacob, what kind of person Jacob is.
所以我们首先要接着来看看这第一个的管教雅各这个人究竟是什么样一个人。
We know that we just mentioned that he loved home, he loved home life.
我们刚才已经提到了他喜欢家，喜欢家里的生活。
It's very different from today. We like the boy to be out, you know. Hey boy, why you stay home? Go out, you know, go to, take an adventure, you know.
不像今天的人哈，总是说为什么我们要待在家里？为什么不到外面去闯闯世界去
？We like to keep girls home, but we like to force our sons out.
我们喜欢把女孩子待放在家里边，强迫我们的儿子们出去。
But Jacob is different.
但雅各不同。
Jacob loved home life.
雅各喜欢家里的生活。
If you kick him out, he'll come back.
你把他踢出去，他还会回来。
He will sneak in.
他会悄悄地偷着回来。
And he loved home.
因为他太喜欢家了。
But Bible tells us also use a word to describe his character.
但圣经告诉我们他怎么样来描述他这个性情的。
In Bible, it's very hard to translate because based on context, he says, some translators said Jacob was a homely man.
圣经这个。用的词很特别，很难翻译出来。他是说，他只是一个雅各是一个爱家的人。
And another translation would say Jacob was a peaceful man.
那别的翻译是说他是个很平和的人。
But that word actually literally means perfect. He's a perfect man.
那么圣经的原来的意思乃是讲到他是个完全的人。
Or the complete man.
或者说一个完善的人。
So this same word is used to describe Job in the first chapter of Job.
那么这同样一个字在描述在约伯记的第一章也描述约伯是这样的人。
And it in there it tells Job actually was perfect.
在那里描述约伯是个义人。
Especially in that context, if you look, read through Job's life, he was morally perfect.
确实是，就说你整个这个书，你可以约伯记这个书，你可以看得到约伯是一个很完全的人。
But we cannot say the same thing to Jacob.
我们怎么样可以用这样的话来描述雅各这个人呢
？Jacob definitely was not morally perfect.
因为雅各根本谈不上什么那个道德上的完全。
Because he loved to trick his brother.
因为他喜欢骗他的哥哥。
So what does that mean?
那究竟是什么意思呢
？I think that's a certain point we can see. What does that mean? When the Bible says Jacob is perfect or complete man.
所以从一个角度来看啊，圣经为什么会描述雅各是一个完全的人呢
？Jacob wanted to have the best.
也就是说，雅各他总是希望得到最好的。
And he would not settle on mediocrity. Mediocrity.
因为他绝不愿意做一个平庸的人。
He would not settle on the second best.
他不会。要吃好的。
He want the best blessing. He want the best position. He want the best things in the world.
他总是希望得到世界，得到各方面最好的东西。
He want to be a firstborn son because that's the best.
他希望成为长子，因为长子是最好的。
In mother's womb, he has a twin brother, and he want to fight, but he came out second, unfortunately.But he would not give up. He hold on to his brother's heel and came out of his mother's womb.
他们是双胞胎。当他在母亲的那个怀里的时候，他就千方百计想要争夺第一个从那个怀里的那个生出来。结果他哥哥生出来的时候，他一直紧紧的抓住他哥哥的脚后跟。
So his name is called a supplementer. A supplanter means that holding on to something won't give up.
他的名字的意思就是说他要抓住一个东西，要不愿意放弃的意思。
So he wanna even in a baby in a mother's womb, he wanna be a best. He wanna come out first to be the firstborn son.
就连他在怀孕在妈妈的那个肚子里面的时候，他就想要还是一个婴孩，还是一个 baby， 他就想要。不放弃那个，就想要抓住那个。
And you see that when he, yeah, you see that when he, everything he did, you can see the trait. That is that he did the best he can, and the product is best.
你可以从他所做的所为就可以看得出来，他所做的每一件事情，他总是想要得到那个最好的、上好的福分。
And he's the rapping shoe. I mean, was the best in this Middle East.Wrapping soup、
okay.
that he made lentil soup.
他所煮的那个红豆汤在中东地带是最好的汤。
哎，哎呀 ，because he want the best, his personality.
因为他总是需要得到最好的，这就是他的个性。
You can see today maybe he's a Steve Jobs.
他如果从今天的角度来看，他就像那个苹果的创始人。
He never settle on the second best thing.
他总不愿意追求次好的。
But also, we can see that he's persistent.
而且我们看到他的那个坚持，那个意志力。
He will never give up.
他绝不放弃。
If you're stuck, you want to be a firstborn, but you are born second. How can you change the fate?
想一想看，如果你本来想要得到长子的名分，但是你生下来你就是老二，你怎么办
？And for us, we may give up.
那对我们来说，当然就只好放弃。
I mean, how can you change the fate?
因为你不可能再改变这个命运了。
What is greater force than fate?
没有什么东西比命运的那个力量更大，对不对
？But in Jacob's life, we see, even though he was born second, he would defy the fate.
看到没有？记得雅各这个人的态度，他尽管他是出生成为第二老二，但是他绝不会放。要得老
He never gave up to become the firstborn son.
他绝对不放弃要成为那个长子。
And may God want us to have that kind of character. You know what?
神需要我们有这样的性情、个性。
And God find this man.
神找到了这样一个人。
It's like you and me.
就像我们这样的人。
want that kind of personality in us.
希望我们在心中我们有这样的性格。
And all he does, whenever he performs a thing, he gives all the best he can.
不管他做什么事情，他总是尽最大的努力。
Even though he was assigned to that task unfairly.
尽管他被不公平的。
You see, in the Laban's, if you read when he was serving Laban for 20 years, see the description he had when he described how he served his uncle Laban.
他在服侍自己的舅父拉班二十年之久，他常常表示说他所受到的待遇是何等的不公平。So
he had this steadfast character.
但是他顽强。
And this is a very important character that God has.
这是神所需要的那个性情。
You know, God's love for us is steadfast love.
神所爱我们的就是绝不改变的。
Jacob's love to his wife, Rachel, is steadfast love.
那么雅各对自己爱妻妻子拉结的爱也是一个绝不改变的爱。
You can see that steadfastness in Jacob's character.
从雅各的个性里边，我们可以看到这个特点。
And this is all good thing. That's why Bible called him the complete man.
正因为如此，所以圣经把他叫做一个完全的人。
He want the best.
他需要最好的。
He never settled on the second best.
他绝不愿意要次好的。
In a spiritual life, he wanted the best spiritual life. He will pursue the Lord.
在属灵生命里边也是如此，他一定要追求神给他最好的属灵的生命。
He never give up.
他绝不放弃。
He living today, I think he will be in a prayer meeting. He will be in the Bible Friday Bible study meeting. He will be Sunday. No matter what happened, even though this today is snow, he will make sure that he will be get here. He will be able to get here. He want to worship the Lord. He want the best.
就像如我们用今天的话来讲，就是他一定会来到参加祷告聚会，参加完周五晚上的查经。 那星期天早上再冷的天气，他也会到这儿来，要来敬拜神。他总是想要最好的，走到最前面。
But there's another part.
还有另外一面呢。
He's very crafty.
他是一个非常诡诈的人。
He want to use all the means that to get what he wanted.
他要不择任何的手段，要得到达成他所达到的目的。
And first discipline has a lot to do with that.
他所接受的第一个管教就是要对付这一点。
God wants him to not to rely on his own craftiness, his own strength, his own street smart to get what God eventually wants to give to him.
神绝不要让他借着自己个人的力量，个人的诡诈来达到他所要追求的那个最好的。
He tricked his brother twice.
因为他骗了他哥哥两次。Second
time with the help of his mother.
第二次他借着母亲的帮助。Of
course, we cannot second guess what would happen if he just waited out.
我们当然很难想象，如果他只是在等待，当然会得到什么样的结果。We
know, but God's purpose never changes, so God will find a way, more glorious way, to give the firstborn right to Jacob.
但是我们深信，如果他不靠自己的这个诡诈，神一定会找到另外的方法，更荣耀的方法来达到他要在雅各身上所成就的目的，使他得到长子的名分。But
story tells us that he used on his craftiness to trick his father to get the firstborn right.
但是圣经告诉我们，他乃是借着个人的诡计来骗取了哥哥长子的名分。Even
though this is the very glorious thing that God wanted to have.
尽管神本来要给他的长子的名分是非常荣耀的一件事。So
God want him to learn, want you and I to learn, the spiritual principle is that we have to wait for the Lord for His own way.
那么神要让雅各，也是让你我所学到的功课，就是我们要学习怎么样来等候神，让神来做这一切的工作。One
of the most difficult things for us Christians to learn is wait for God's timing.
我们基督徒，我们最难学的一个功课之一，就是我们要等候神的时间。
everything is the right timing, it's beautiful.
因为时候是正好的时候是最好的最美丽的事情。
Especially for young people, we cannot wait.
对于年轻人来说尤其如此因为他们总是迫不及待。
They like to do things that it's not right for time for them to do.
他们往往要想做的事情的时机总是不对。
So it's a lesson that God wants us to wait.
这就是神要让我们学的功课要等待等候神。
And look at his mother, Rebecca.
那我们再看看他的母亲利百加。
We know that the Bible tells us Rebecca loved Jacob and his father Isaac loved his elder brother Esau.
圣经告诉我们的母亲利百加喜欢雅各而父亲以撒以扫喜欢哥哥以扫。
One thing that in my meditation, I think that God showed his displeasure with Rebecca.
我当在思想这圣经的时候我常常觉得神并不喜欢利百加做的事情。
Because one thing we can find out is because the Bible recorded the death of Rebecca's maid servant.
因为在圣经里面记载了利百加的佣人的死。
But Bible never tells us the death of Rebecca.
但圣经绝口不提利百加之死。
And I think in this God somehow implicitly tells us that what Rebecca, his mother, did was displeasing to God.
也就借着这个可能圣经神告诉我们利百加就是雅各的母亲所做的事情神并不喜悦。
Even though the situation seems like a very, very urgent.
尽管当时的情形显得是非常的迫切。
Because Isaac was about to bless his elder son with the firstborn right.
因为父亲以扫正要准备祝福他的哥哥以扫要给他弟长子的祝福。
So, Rebecca felt like she had to take some action.
那么利百加母亲利百加觉得这个时候她必须要采取行动。
Otherwise, the promise God gave to her, that the second, the older will serve the second will not be fulfilled.
否则的话，那么利百加觉得神给她的应许就是老大要服侍老二，这个应许不能够成就。
How could that be? Because Isaac, her husband.Was about to bless the Esau, the firstborn, with the blessing of the firstborn.
难道不正是这样的吗？因为他这个以扫正要准备祝福那个长子以扫。
So she felt urgency and she did it her own way.
所以利百加非常迫切要准备要自己采取行动。
And trick her husband Isaac to bless Jacob.
所以骗了她的丈夫要让她来祝福她的二儿子雅各。
So that's the most important lesson we need to learn here.
那么这就是我们要所学的第一个很重要的功课。
We have to wait for God's way, God's timing.
我们必须要等候神的时间神的道路。
I don't know what you want to do in your life or what you plan to do now. We need to learn that how to wait for the Lord.
我不知道你们在你们的心目中你们对前面的计划和道路是怎么样的但是一点你们必须要等候神。
A second thing we learn is that he says, Jacob said, God is the awesome God. God is God to be feared.
第二点我们要学的就是雅各所说的神是敬畏的神是可畏的。
We know that today's Christians, We all know that God is a loving God.
我们基督徒我们都知道我们的神是慈爱的神。
It is true God is a merciful God and loving God.
确实神是怜悯的充满了慈爱。
But God also is awesome God. He's God to be feared.
但是我们的神也是可敬畏的因为他是值得敬畏的神。
The more you live your Christian life, the more you have this fear of the Lord in your heart.
我们越过我们的基督徒的生活我们越会发现我们的神是何等的值得敬畏。
I find out in my personal life that God never changed his principles.
我觉得在我个人的基督徒生活中, 从来没发现到神会改变他的, 原则。
When I examine my life, how God dealt with me,
我在检查我的一生的时候, 看到神怎么样, 改变我。
And how God has been dealing with other brothers and sisters,
神如何来改变, 改变弟兄姊妹们。
God dealt with us based on the ways, his ways, and we call it in the Bible.
神对付我们, 乃是用他的方法, 我们在圣经里面可以找到,
so the more you live a Christian life, you have this fear of the Lord generally grow in your heart.
我们当越过我们基督徒的生活的时候, 我们越发现到我们要敬畏, 我们的神。
It has a lot of times that the life we live today is actually fruit of if we fear the Lord or not.
我们发觉到我们今天的生活能不能结果是其中最主要的原因就是我们对神是否敬畏。
And fear of the Lord is very important in the Bible.
敬畏神是在圣经里面是极其重要的一件事。
Bible says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of the wisdom.
因为圣经告诉我们敬畏神是智慧的开端。
And God will reveal his secret to those who fear him.
神会向着敬畏他的人启示他自己。
I think the one thing that maybe if we don't understand the Bible, even we read it so long, we have read it for many years, maybe we want to examine our heart if we have this fear of the Lord in our life.
当我们读了这么多年的圣经还是不明白还是不知道圣经讲什么的时候我们需要来审查我们自己是否我们心中有敬畏神。
Are we constantly going our own way?
我们是不是常常选择我们自己的方式我们的方法。
So because understand God's word need the fear of the Lord.
因为要认识神的话, 必须要敬畏神。
I know that someone told me that some brothers read God's word on their knees.
我听说有弟兄, 在读神的话语的时候是跪着读的。
And we need to learn this how to cultivate the fear of the Lord in our life.
我们需要在我们心中培养着敬畏神, 这样的。
And come to the meeting, we need to come a little bit earlier.
我们来到聚会中, 我们常常应该, 早到,
and prepare our hearts.
预备我们的心,
because God will not speak to us in our heart if our heart's not prepared.
因为如果我们的心没有预备好的话, 神是不会给我们讲话的。
And so we need to learn that, to come here as best we can. I know that sometimes we have family, kids, it's very hard, but like Jacob, right? Let's strive. Let's work hard.
尽管我知道我们中间常常因为儿女的缘故，可能常常不能够提前，但是呢，我们应该学习提前，常常来到神的面前预备。
Every Sunday, to me, my house still is a struggle. I have to struggle very hard to get my family members to be here on time earlier.
每个星期天早上对我来说都是很大的挣扎，我常常非常难，因为要让家里的每个成员都预备好来到教会。
And Bible tells us that fear of the Christ actually is the foundation of relationship.
圣经告诉我们, 我们敬畏基督, 是我们信仰的根基。
So out of this discipline, we know that God revealed to him this house of God. God is actually going after a house of the God.
借着这个管教, 神让雅各认识到神的家,
God want to build a house. God been looking for his house to be built on this earth ever since he created man.
神自从创造人来就一直想要寻求在这个地上建立他的家。
So, Francis, don't be afraid of discipline.
所以弟兄姊妹们, 我们不要惧怕管教。
Don't be afraid of difficulties in our life.
我们不要害怕我们生活中的困难。
Because through the difficulty, God will reveal his heart to us.
借着这些难处，神会把他的心中的旨意启示给我们。
Only through that the difficulties, sometimes God can speak to us.
借着这样的难处，神可以对我们讲话。
God can open His heart to us.
神把他的心向我们敞开。
So to me, I look at the Jacob's life. It's not much that through this instance God sympathized with Jacob's problem.
我们在这个圣经里边可以看到，神并不是要简化雅各他的问题，
同情，
不是同情，并不是要同情雅各他的那个。
Of course, God sympathized with Jacob's problem. God want to help him up, but that's not the main point.
神并不是不体谅雅各所经历的难处，这不是他的关键。
Through this difficulty, Jacob.Had a capacity to sympathize with God.
乃是要借着这样的难处，雅各要来体贴神他的心意。
That God's desire to have God's house.
神盼望着要有他自己的神自己的家。
So, I find out that many times that when God allows certain difficulties in our life, is that so that we can have a capacity in our life.To sympathize with God, what God wants in our life.
神要借着我们生命中各样的难处，来让我们有这样的容量去体贴、去理解神的心意。神究竟在我们的生命中要想要得到什么
？And oftentimes we like God to help us.
常常我们需要神来帮助我们。
In our difficulty, trouble, we cry out to the Lord, and God will come and help us.
我们当经历各样的难处的时候，我们向神呼求，神就来拯救我们。
We often tell God about our needs.
我们常常告诉神我们的需要是什么。
Which we should do because God loves us to hear our prayer.
我们当然应该这样做，因为神爱我们，他常常听我们的祷告。
But how many times we ask God, God, what do you need?
但是有多少的时候，我们向神祷告说，神啊，你需要什么？
In the morning when you wake up, Lord, what do you need?
今天早每天早晨我们醒来的时候，我们应该问神说：“神啊，你今天需要什么？”
So in this discipline, we see that God actually through Jacob's difficulty, that God showed Jacob his heart.
那么借着这个难处，神这个管教，神在雅各心中启示他神需要什么。
You see that I told you the story right before. My mom when she was with me, she had this pain in her shoulder, and that so she always felt like there's pain in her upper arms and shoulder.
我可能告诉过你们这样的一个故事。当我妈妈还跟我们在一起住的时候，她常常抱怨说她的这个上部这个肩臂比较疼痛。
So I came home always to give her a massage, and I really had confidence in my skill in massage. So after a few days, few nights massage, I said, that should be so whatever the problem, that should be gone.
所以我每天我常常回到家就跟我的母亲做按摩，因为我相信我的按摩还是很不错的。我觉得过了几天她一定会好起来。
And I bought this thing that exercise your fingers, right? So have a more strength. So, but after a week, she still complained.
那么我还买一些东西来训练我的手指，让我的按摩的时候有力量。但是我发现到做了这么几天以后，她还是抱怨不停。
At the time, I said, this is very strange, you know. So I just keep on massaging her, but never felt what she felt.
过了一段时间，我常常想，哎，为什么会是这样的呢？他好像，他的那个结果好像不像我所预计的那样。
But and then just there are other things in my life, so I just forget about it.
那很多事情打岔，我就忘记了这件事情。
And one day that I had a problem with my shoulder.
那有一天我自己也肩膀也疼痛。
And no matter It hurts when I lie down, if I sit or even walking. So it just came you know, suddenly that I have a problem with my shoulder.
突然我这个肩膀就疼, 不管是我是坐下还是躺着都疼, 好像没办法。
So I came home, asked my daughter to step on that the place I felt like that maybe the source of my pain.
我回到家我就跟那个女儿说能不能踩在我的那个疼的地方。
So they massage while the stepping on my shoulder.
她就踩在我的那个地方来跟我按摩。
And I use all kind of methods try to which worked before try to get rid of this pain.
那么我就想尽了一些办法想要来解决这个疼痛的问题，好像过去都没有，都很容易就解决了。
And then one day I suddenly realized that was the same complaint that my mom had before.
突然有一天我意识到我这样对这个疼痛的这个持续的抱怨好像跟我妈妈当时的感觉一样，那个情形一样。
It lasted more than two or three months.
他这样的已经持续有一两个月的时间，两到三个月的时间。
So I called my mom.
那我就打电话问妈妈。
Mom, how is your shoulder now?
我妈妈说，妈妈，你的肩膀如何了？
Now I feel like I can sympathize my mom at that before when she was with us.
我从这个时候才意识到，我这个时候你体贴到我妈妈当时所经历的事情。
Sympathize her need. At that time, at that moment, even though that was past.
才能够体谅到他当初尽管已经过去了一段时间了，当初他所经历的那个肩痛的事。
I don't think that if I didn't have that pain myself, I would never be able to sympathize with her.
如果是我没有自己经历这样的肩痛的话，我绝不会体谅到他当初所经历的事。
So God through the difficulty that we encounter.
那么神借着我们所经历的苦难,
and to give us capacity in our spiritual life to sympathize with God.
使我们有了属灵的容量, 可以去体贴神的心肠,
so He can open His heart to us.
这样神就可以向我们敞开他的心,
and He will show us the eternal purpose that He wanted to accomplish in this earth.
他就会把他在这个地上所要成就的那永远的旨意启示给我们。
Do you find out that when you're in difficulty, a lot of brothers and sisters with similar difficulty will come and open their hearts to you?
我们常常是不是遇见这样的弟兄姊妹，他们遇到很多的难处的时候，他们的心就向人敞开。
So this is the first lesson we learn from this first discipline.
这就是我们这第一个管教所要学到的功课。
Now here, with second discipline that Jacob had.
我们来看第二个雅各所受的管教。
That's in chapter 31.
在31章。
Jacob at this point in chapter 31, he has served his uncle Laban more than 20 years.
31章，这个时候雅各已经服侍了他的舅父拉班20年了。And
he got richer and richer, so that he caused the jealousy from Laban's sons.
他变得越来越富有，以至于拉班的儿子们都嫉妒他。So
let's read some of the passages here. 31. Now Jacob heard the words of Laban's sons, saying, Jacob has taken away all that was our father's, and from what belonged to our father, he has made, all this wealth.
31章，雅各听见拉班的儿子们有话说，雅各把我们父亲所有的都夺去了，并借着我们的父亲的，得了这一切的荣耀。
Jacob saw the attitude of Laban, and behold, it was not friendly toward him as formerly.
雅各见拉班的气色向他不如从前了。And
then the Lord said to Jacob, Return to the land of your fathers and to your relatives, and I will be with you.
耶和华对雅各说，你要回你祖母父之地，到你亲属那里去，我必与你同在。And
let's read verse 20.
第20节。
And Jacob deceived Laban, the Aramean, by not telling him that he was fleeing.
雅各背着亚兰人拉班偷走了，并不告诉他。
So he fled with all that he had, And he arose and crossed Euphrates River and set his face toward the hill country of Gilead.
就带着所有的逃跑，他起身过大河，面向基利山行去。
And when he was told Laban on the third day that Jacob had fled,
到了第三日，有人告诉拉班雅各逃跑了。
Then he took his kinsmen with him and pursued him a distance of 7 days' journey, and he overtook him in the hill country of Gilead.
拉班带领他的众弟兄去追赶，追了七日，在基利山就追上了。
And let's drop to verse 36.
第36节。
Then Jacob became angry and contented with Laban. And Jacob said to Laban, What is my transgression? What is my sin that you have hotly pursued me?
雅各就发怒斥责拉班说我有什么过犯有什么罪恶你竟然这样火速的追我。
Though you have felt through all my good, what have you found of all your household goods? Set it here before my kinsmen and your kinsmen that they may decide between us two.
你磨骗了我一切的家具你搜出什么来呢可以放在你我弟兄面前叫他们在你我中间辨别辨别。
These 20 years I have been with you, and your ewes and your female goats have not miscarried, nor have I eaten the rams of your flocks.
我在你家这20年，你的母绵羊、母山羊没有掉过胎，你群中的公羊我没有吃过。
That which was torn of beast I did not bring to you, I bore the loss of it myself.
被以兽撕裂的我没有带来给你是我自己赔上。
You require it of my hand, whether stolen by day or stolen by night.
无论是白日是黑夜被偷去的你都向我说要。
Thus I was, by day the heat consumed me, and the frost by night, and my sleep fled from my eyes.
我白日受尽干热夜里受尽寒霜不得合眼睡着。
These 20 years,I have been in your house. I served you 14 years for your two daughters and 6 years for your flock. And you changed my wages 10 times.
我常这样我这20年在你家里为你的两个女儿服侍你14年为你的羊群服侍你6年你又十次改我的工价。
The change downwards, not the raises, it's the opposite of raises. If God of ourMy father, the God of Abraham and the fear of Isaac had not been for me, surely now you would have sent me away empty-handed. God has seen my affliction and the toil of my hands, so he rendered judgment last night.
若不是我父亲以扫所敬畏的神就是亚伯拉罕的神与我同在你如今必定打发我空手而去神看见我的苦情和我的劳碌就在昨夜责备你。
So this is a lesson that we learn.We can see from Jacob's life when he spent 20 years under the hands of Laban.
这就是我们所看到的第二个管教，他在自己的在拉班的手下干了二十年。
We know Jacob. We said he was a very crafty man.
我们都知道雅各是一个非常诡诈的人。
He will get what he wanted.
他一定要得着他所想要得到。
So here is God's way.
那这是神的办法。
God put him under a person more crafty than he was.
神把他放在一个更诡比他更诡诈的人的手下。
If Jacob was a bad person,
如果雅各是个坏蛋
to discipline such a person, God put him under a person worse than he was.
为了管教这样的人，神就把他放在更比他更坏的人的手下。
So Bible says this about God's way.
神这样告诉我们神的方法。
In Psalm 18,
在诗篇第十八篇
it's a very interesting statement about God's way.
是非常很有趣的描述了神这个。
It's Psalm 18, 25 to 26.
在诗篇第十八篇25-26。
With the kind, you show yourself kind. With the blameless, you show yourself blameless.With the pure, you show yourself pure. With the crooked, you show yourself twisted.
慈爱的人，你以慈爱待他；完全的人，你以完全待他；清洁的人，你以清洁待他；乖僻的人，你以弯曲待他。
Dear brothers and sisters, this is the way of God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这就是神的方法。
If I feel I was mistreated,
如果我觉得我受了不公平的待遇，
then I have to look at myself.
那我就需要来审查我自己。
If I had mistreated others.
是不是我也这样不公平待了别人？
If we complain about how unfair our boss, our colleagues, our brothers and sisters, unfairly treat us.
如果我们抱怨说我们的同事、我们的老板、我们的弟兄姊妹对我们是何等的不公平，
then we have to look into ourselves.
我们就应该来审查我们自己。
If we unfairly treat others.
我们是否也这样不公平的对待别人？
This is a very important lesson that I learned myself.
这是我自己所学到的一个很重要的功课。
So oftentimes when I was under the discipline of the Lord.
常常我当接受神、领受神的管教的时候。
Actually, in my spiritual life, have many years under the darkness.
哦，很多年我的那个属灵都是在黑暗的里面。
And I always felt that after reading this that I'm very crooked.
我当在阅读读到这段经文的时候，我突然发觉到我这个人很这个很弯曲的人。
That's why God's way to me is not straight. It's the crooked as well, twisted as well.
所以神对待我的方法也是这个弯弯曲曲的。
I have to work harder, longer to get what other brothers and sisters get very easily.
我需要有更加努力、更多的勤奋，才能得到其他的弟兄姊妹他们很轻易得到的。
So I learned this lesson myself.
我自己学了这个功课。
It's a very important lesson God wants us to learn.
这乃是神让我们要学的一个很重要的功课。
So that we can reflect on ourselves, ability to reflect in ourselves.
所以我们实在是要来反省我们自己。
And to see that this is God's way. God wants us to learn His way.
所以这是神的方法，神要让我们来学习他怎么样来对付我们。
So always remember, if we feel that others mistreat us, then we should have to think that if we mistreat others.
所以当我们觉得别人对待我们不公平的时候，我们应该好好的来想一想，是否我们也对别人不公平。
This will help us to learn the fear of the Lord.
这样的话就让我们来学习怎么样渐渐的敬畏神。
And also here is a very important lesson.
那在这里有一个非常重要的。
The second important lesson is that God provides, God protects what He has given us.
第二个重要的功课在这里，就是我们要看到神保护掌管他给我们的一切。
Even Jacob went through a very hard time serving Laban.
尽管雅各非经历的不是拉班经历了很多的苦。
Even though Laban was originally wanted to send Jacob home empty-handed.
尽管拉班想要让雅各空空手手的回到他自己的家。
Without giving him any salary, any possessions that Jacob deserved.
根本就不想要给雅各任何他该得的那个产业和资产。
If you look back to These two chapters, you can see it was God who protected and showed Jacob how to make fortune.
从前面的两章你就可以发现，是神告诉雅各怎么样来赚取当得的财富。
So, dear brothers, this is another lesson we need to learn.
这是我们当学的第二个功课，另外一个功课。
Actually, it is God who protects.What He has given us.
就是神他保护要所赐给我们的一切。
We have many young people now, they start to have their own career, they find the jobs.
我们有很多的年轻人，他们现在开始了新的自己的工作，自己的事业。
Make sure that everything that we have actually is given by God.
让我们要记住，我们所有的一切都是从神而来。
Your paychecks.
你的支票。
Your raise.
Your
house,
你的工资
the car you bought,
你的汽车，你的房子
all from God,
所有都是从神而来
and should be used by the Lord, for the Lord,
要跟神所用，要为神所用
and our time, our health, all from the Lord,
我们的时间，我们的 金钱,
so we should make us available to serve the Lord.
我们需要来, 把这些奉献给神, 让神所用。
Of course, it's not just for young people, but for all of us.
不光是年轻人, 我们所有的人都是如此。
And sometimes, when we serve the Lord, we feel like, oh, I need the house here, I couldn't find it. I need the car, just one more car, I couldn't find that car. Because people are just so busy with their own life.
我们常常为着我们自己的生命忙忙碌碌的要一个汽车要一个房子。
So here we need to remember it's God who protects us. God gives us the power to earn, to make wealth.
所以我们实在要记住一件事情是神给我们的能力、啊、给我们的、机会去得到我们所要得的。
So Proverbs 10:22 it says, It is the blessing of the Lord that makes rich and he adds no sorrow to it.
是神要保护所以就像那个箴言第十章二十二节所说的耶和华所赐的福使人富足并不加上忧虑
So we should not really worry about our wealth
所以我们不需要为着我们的金钱来担忧我们的财富担忧
God will give us power, wisdom to make wealth if that's God's will
如果这是神的旨意神就给我们能力给我们智慧去 得到财富
We should focus on Today, what we have already from the Lord.
我们应该为着我们今天在神的里面所得到的一切满足。
And serve the Lord with all we have.
用我们所有的一切来奉来服侍我们的主。
These are the two lessons we learn from the second discipline.
那么这是我们在第二个管教里边所学的两个功课。
And so we hope that if the Lord will, we'll fellowship the rest of disciplines that Jacob. Had in his life.
如果神愿意的许可的话，我们会以后会继续来分享。
Please remember that those disciplines actually for a glorious purpose.
我们会继续来分享其余的神给雅各的管教，所有这些管教都是为了一个目的，希望我们大家记住，是为了神得到荣耀。
So that one day you and I can share that glory.
有一天我们都可以一同再来分享这。
Let's have a word of prayer.
那我们有一句低头祷告。
Father, thank you for giving us your holy word so that we can understand your ways.
父啊，我们感谢你给我们你圣洁的话语，使我们可以明白你的道路。
And help us continue to have this desire to love the Lord.
帮助我们，让我们有这样的心愿，想要来爱主。
Pursue the best from the Lord and give the Lord the best.
从神那里得到最好的，也把最好的献给神。
We pray in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.